Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way, consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness with God's servant, Pastor Emeka Eguchukwu.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to the word. Father, we thank you today. Ono sisi faro da de vega do tosi avana le preteki kali surude vivede gaste le branga toli fereste veni anotosi e vere de gedezo zobonate bracte keli tolobreste veni alle brato stefa pregdi etenia allo revedeno uste vregadi e se madoro lo vetenia ahahani e soso benagadi e le frodobosi aravede casto habrani alle gadina brostoda di avata e le dedadi atosomia talia hatalia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I will take you by hand. Send to take you up mount by hand, not by one, sun down by hand. Yahandigatio sign yanashiane and my hand. Abasio na crown your sand to take you up mount by hand. Take you by hand. Take you by hand. To the secrets, to the hidden, to the secret, through the dark. Take you by hand. Sent to take you by hand. Sent to take you by hand. Take you by hand. I lead you up this mount. Lead you up this mount. Lead you up this mount to become your mount of congregate on this mount. Come and congregate on this mount. Up to come and bring you to congregate on this mount. Come and congregate with them that are inhabitants of this mount. Up, come congregate among the secret things of this mouth, even with them that hold the secrets in this mouth. Come up, sent by your Lord to take you by hand up this mount. An angel is here. Jesus sent. Sent to take you by hand, to lead you by hand, up and through this mount.
Amen. Lord, we yield to you. I ask that you help me to speak that which is your heart's desire, that which is your intention, that which we ought to hear this morning. I open up my heart to you. I ask that you help me to speak even today, in the name of Jesus. I'll just tell you what I saw in the spirit while I was speaking in tongues. I saw a bride adorned with a garment, a wedding garment. And I saw also an angel, like you said, that came to take her, just leading her, you know, as if he was leading her out of this place. I just saw that in the spirit, and I believe there's an activity that is taking place already. It just came by tongues and interpretation, but the Lord also showed it to me while I was speaking in tongues. I wasn't just speaking in tongues because I wanted to speak in tongues. I saw a vision, a mini vision, a bride that is prepared. I believe we're in the days of that being taken, the time of being taken. The taking is after the order of the words that are coming. They are words that are preparing us, adorning us, also for to be taken out of here. When I mean taken out of here, I'm not saying you're going to be physically taken out of here. You understand by now what I mean by that, that you are being taken, you're being taken. And somehow, let me not just say limiting the spirit. I believe also that it is your being taken in the spirit is also coinciding with some activities in the natural. There's some activities in the natural that will also show a sign, because a sign in heaven, you know, a sign in heaven, the sign in heaven, or when we say sign in heaven, speaks, why he called it a sign in heaven, is actually speaking of what is happening to your soul. Now, the things that go on in your soul, they actually show up as a sign in heaven. When you see that man child, that woman that was pregnant with her, is that itself as a sign is showing what is going on in the souls of the saints here. Meaning that some souls have arrived at a particular place, a particular mount, a particular ascension, or you know, a particular place in the heaven that it began to show in the a particular place in the spirit, then it began to show in the realm of the spirit, began to show in the heavens as signs. Now we will see signs both in the stars, we will see signs in the physical constellations. You will see signs, stars. We will see stars falling. We will see stars adjusting and moving. We will see even the natural setting and weather, as it were, being adjusted in the natural. Know for sure that it is a sign, even a sign of that which is taking place spiritually, that which is taking place even in the spirit, even in the place where saints are in their soul. It is an indication of that which is going on in the souls of the saints, that which is taking place in the souls of the saints, that which is taking place, that which is taking place in the souls of the saints. For you see, even while Jesus was born, yea, there appeared a star far in the east. Far in the east. Lo, it was a physical star. Lo, it was a physical star. But you see, that physical star was a sign. It was a sign in the spirit of that, in the physical also, of that which has taken place in the spirit. Yeah, it was a sign, and they saw it even physically. But who can read? Who can understand? Who can understand and read signs that are even with us in the natural? Who can read and understand? But it took the wise men. It took the wise men to know that, no, this is not just an ordinary star. This is a sign. And they followed it. Yeah, they followed it. Yeah, the sign is for even that which is physically happening is a sign for that which is taking place in the realm of the spirit. He that has wisdom, let him understand. He that seeth, let him read. Let him understand. Let him understand the times and the seasons that has come upon man, that has come upon you, O man. Let him understand the times and the season that has even come upon souls. For it is a time of signs appearing, even signs appearing, even in the heavens. Yea, they are clearly seen, and they will be clearly seen, and they will know, and you will know that some things have begun to take place even in the souls of men, even in the souls of men. Many are being qualified. 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 Many are being sanctified. Many are being purified. Many shall be purified. And many will be qualified. Many will be qualified. Even after the order which they are meant to take. Even after the order which they are meant to take in the realm of the Spirit. Saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. A Bible to the book of Romans. I started teaching. Whew, thank you, Lord. Amen. Truly, there is a presence here, a strong ministering spirit that is here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give praise to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, so far sent, so near seeing you, how near seeing you, semi near seeing a Michael sent. A Michael is here. A Michael is here. A Michael is here. A Michael is here. A Michael. A Michael. A Michael is here. A Michael is here. A Michael is here. A Michael is here. He has seen El Sinel, a Michael, Senior Sal, Del Melto Sel, Michael, Sin here. A Michael is here. A Michael is here. He's here for the adorning. Adorning. Even for the adorning of many. Even for the adorning of many. Sent to adorn. Sent to adorn. Sent to adorn. Even the word spoken. And sent also to adorn many. To adorn many. To adorn many. And Michael is sent. And Michael is sent. And Michael is sent. And Ikosh, if he sent, she's used and sent. Prenius Tishtia. Yoshian Josiensionia. For you ascended to his realm. 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 Ascended to his realm. He was sent as you ascended. He was sent as you ascended. And you met him in a realm. You met him in a realm. And he has come to bring to you the adorning of this mountain. The adorning of this mount. The adorning of this realm. Even the adorning of this reality. Even this congregation. Even this congregation. And Michael sent for your adorning after the manner of this congregation, even this mount, Michael. Hey, Michael. Hey, Michael. Hey, Michael here. Michael here.
Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you. We receive the ministry of your angel. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible said something. It said, are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that shall be heirs of salvation? The question I will ask you, are you an heir of salvation? And then you're qualified to receive the ministry of angels. Now, the ministry of angels lit up the whole scriptures. We saw men who walked with God. They encountered angels. The ministering spirits coming to us, like I said, when I was doing Revival, I told them, as a ministering spirit coming to us is not because we are special. No, it's just about the agenda of heaven. It's just about what heaven is doing. And of course, they come, like I come with, I can be invited to a place. I'm a minister of the gospel. Not an angel in that sense, but I'm a minister of the gospel. They are also ministers of the gospel, but higher in their ranking, in their level. Now, if I get to a place, I have things that I minister. I can get to a place and the people are not ready for the things that I minister. How? They can't discern to. They don't have the level of discernment to, you know, to connect to what I minister. I will not minister that. I will minister something lower. I will come to their level. I've had that several times where I'll go to a church and they invited me, maybe the president of the fellowship, or even sometimes maybe somebody who is notable in the ministry will probably have heard what we teach and say, come and teach this in our church. And when you go there, you just discover that the congregation, no, they can't take that. Part of humility and also part of the skill of being a minister is to be able to condescend to those who are lower in judgment and understanding. So our minister, I've gone to a place where I was supposed to be ministering something. They invited me to minister on priesthood and I ended up ministering baptism of the Holy Ghost and gifts of the Spirit. I don't know whether you understand me. And they were blessed. They were thoroughly blessed. And that's what they needed. But have I ministered what I have capacity to minister? No. I just had to condescend. Amen. Now, that's also the same way they are. They are ministering spirits are always around. They're always around. And we believe more of the negative. We believe that, you know, we always believe the worst. We believe to the point that when we see cockroach, we know what it means. But we don't believe that ministry. So when we hear ministry spirit, oh, what are these people doing? Calm down. They are always around us. Amen. Praise God. Just for you to understand. So relax and receive from the Lord. Amen. I believe God is touching someone. God is arresting a particular spirit. God is arresting a suicidal spirit. I sense a suicidal spirit. The Lord is addressing that right now. The Lord is addressing that spirit. Can't dwell here. It cannot hibernate around this place. I just see that spirit far, 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 far is going. It's going away. It's going away. It's going away. It's going away. It will not come back to you again. It will not come back to you again. For you just happen to have come to a mountain that they can't ascend to. You just happen to come to a mountain. That mercy has brought you to a mountain that such spirits can't ascend to. such thoughts cannot ascend to. Such spirits can't ascend to it. They can't ascend even up. They can't come up there. They can't come up there. It is not their place. So they have to go. They've got to just go. They go. Off they go. Off they go. Off they go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's a red. Yeah. 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 Yes. 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 Amen. Thank you. For you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Among the what? No. Say it. Among what? Innumerable. Innumerable means that they cannot be numbered. Innumerable company of angels. So when you come to the place where angels cannot be numbered, you will be definitely vibrating. And not only will you be vibrating, things that are not after that frequency will also vibrate, and they will, as they're vibrating, they are losing their grip and they are going. So a whole lot of things are just shaking and they are going because there is a quaking, there is a shaking in the spirit. That mountain is not a mountain of Sinai, is Zion, is a living mountain. Is a living mountain. It's not Sinai. It's not a physical mountain. Even Sinai quaked to the point that the people were afraid and they ran. If the people ran, how much more spirits that are not after the order of God, when they come close to Zion, they follow somebody and they didn't know that the person was going to Zion. And you say, oh, is this place Zion? I thought this place is Koshofen. No. Heaven has authority to declare Zion in any place. They can decide today that this assembly will not just attract Zion, will reflect Zion. In character, in ministration, in life, in energy, in virtue. They can just decide that here today is Zion. After all, before Moses got there, that place has always been. That place has always been, and people would have passed there, and then even beasts of the field would have passed there. But that particular day, they told him it's a holy ground. Before it wasn't, but that very day, they declared it a holy ground. And if they declared it a holy ground, mean activities after that order will begin to take place there. I just see the Lord declaring today, Zion. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. To Romans, where we are looking at, by God's grace, we've been, Romans chapter 1, verse 18. I'll just continue the thoughts that, the Lord began to bear last Sunday. I stopped somewhere. I was talking about the issue of judgment and understanding. He said, for the wrath of God, I'm not going to read everything like I did. I'll just flow by the Spirit. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. I like that. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven. So, wrath, they don't just pour out wrath, they reveal wrath. Meaning wrath is a revelation. They don't just wrath, when wrath is, because wrath is revealed from heaven, now, there's a wrath of man. There's a wrath of man, There's a wrath of man that worketh not the righteousness of God. There's a wrath of man that worketh not the righteousness of God. Now that wrath of man initially was not created to wrath. Man was not appointed to wrath. So in other words, man was not created to wrath, to vent wrath. But when you say the wrath of man, that which is called the wrath of man is as a result of a work done by an enemy that understands the issue of wrath. Wrath, amen, are we ready this morning? Is that thing called wrath came into man. Now, wrath can disintegrate man. Wrath can destroy man. This is what I'm saying here. Man does not have capacity. God, when God created man, God didn't create man to rot. Anger, which is the first step of wrath, because wrath has a lot, is a whole work. Anger can destroy a man. Meaning that anger, you see that thing called anger, is not compatible with our system. Not your spirit, not your soul, even not your body. When you're angry, what happens to you? You're boiling inside. You see that boiling inside? A lot of hormones are being released that has no business being released at that time. In fact, anger will cause some chemicals that are dangerous, that are not healthy, to begin to be released. Maybe chemicals that are hormones that are meant to do some good works to your body. Certain hormones are not supposed to be released together, because they coming together will create something not so good and not so healthy for the body. And then they are released by reason of anger. Another one is bitterness. That's wrong. That's the senior brother of anger. Bitterness. You know, when you're bitter, it's like something. The bitterness also, not only your soul, it also touches your body. Somebody who is bitter, who is given to bitterness, you just discover that the person, one of the things that happens to the person is that the person begins to age. The person grows old quickly. The person fades away. The person begins to old a little bit. Or, you know, you just be ebbing, and you don't know why it is so. It's just bitterness. Bitterness is not compatible with your system. It's not good for your soul. It's also not good for your body. It releases certain chemicals that are not supposed to. You know, when people have some diseases in their body, it's as a result of some long time exposure to wrath. It won't work out righteousness that is of God. It's as a result of long time exposure to wrath. So those things are not, you know why? Because those things are hellish. Somebody said there's no hell. There's hell. We are there inside men. You're looking for hell. Not the one that there is hell where they will throw people into who do not believe in the Lord Jesus to be saved. There's hell a place, but there's hell a walk. There's hell at work. Now, some people are already in hell before they got to hell. How are they in hell? They have properties of hell. They have operations of hell, workings of hell. So when you see something like anger, bitterness, malice, rancor, jealousy, the eldest of them is hatred. You see that statue? That's hell. That is complete hell. Now, all of them can be called the wrath of man. So I'm just showing you what wrath is. After that falling over. Now, this wrath, when I say wrath, wrath is a work. What did I say? Wrath is a work. Now, the person who introduced wrath into the realm of man, the system of man, happens to be an angel. Please understand me. If those things destroyed him, what do you think they would do to man, who is made a little lower? You won't survive it. So wrath is a walk. Wrath is a walk. And that walk, I love the way he said, the wrath of God. I know somebody say, okay, so there is wrath of man. We know where it's coming from. And there is wrath of God. The wrath of God is diametrically opposite. When you say wrath of God, why is it revealed? What is revealed? Let's read verse 16. Verse 16 of Romans chapter 1. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the what? And also to the Greek. For therein is the what? What is revealed? What is revealed? What is revealed? I'm not hearing. What is revealed? As it is written, what happens? The just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Did you get something there? What is revealed is righteousness of God, meaning the righteous, the standard of God. God reveals his standard. God, you can't know the standard of God. Now, let me put it this way. What you call wrath, I was explaining from the point view of man being a work that someone or did inside the fallen man. Now you need to understand that thing you're seeing that was worked inside man was actually a standard. But that was an opposite standard. Amen. That was what? Look at it this way. Something that was standing, and then, let's say this is the standard of God. And of course, if he's going to give to the angels, he will also give them his standards for them. The standard of God is higher, of course, but he's going to give them his standards for them. Let's say this is his standard for them. And then the standard become inverted. Did you get that? The standard he gave to them became inverted. Has it disqualified the standard of God? Has it in any way diminished the standard of God? The standard of God is still standing. It does not in any way nullify the standard of God. But you're now seeing another standard, which you cannot know. You will not fully understand without seeing the standard of God. Meaning, the revelation of righteousness is the revelation of the standard of God, and at the same time is also the revelation of the wrath of God. God does not pour out his wrath when his standards are not yet made known. He wouldn't do that. He's a just God. He will not judge where he has not given judgment. Did you get that? He won't judge the earth until there is judgment given to man. Meaning there are some people who will, oh my God, this is beautiful. I just like this. This is beautiful. The earth, let me put it this way. How many of us know that we are actually in a season of wrath? We're in the season of wrath. Let me say, we are entering into the season of wrath. Now, it depends on what you now understand as wrath. We are entering into the season of wrath. Amen. Let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
What did I say?
Amen.
Amen. We are entering into the season of wrath. Or we are already at the threshold of the season of wrath. Let me just read a little bit of the scriptures in Romans chapter 1. Let's read a little bit. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. So, what is against, if we say something is against ungodliness, what would that thing be? Now, if you say something is against ungodliness, what would be against ungodliness? What would be against unrighteousness? Are you now seeing it? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. So, how is God revealing his wrath from heaven? It's by revealed righteousness. By revealing what is godly. Are you seeing it? First of all ungodliness. All ungodliness. You've been taught very many times that godliness is profitable in all. And godliness is Christ. Amen. So all that is against Christ and all that is, what again? Unrighteousness. I love that. All ungodliness and unrighteousness. I want to put it that when he said all unrighteousness, it includes righteousness from the point of faith to the point of everlasting righteousness. Because he has mentioned godliness, so it will definitely imply that the unrighteousness here, or righteousness here, that is being revealed is everlasting righteousness. Because what we are talking about here is the wrath of God. Now there are two wraths you find in the scriptures. You find the wrath of the Lamb. Amen. The wrath, can you say wrath of the Lamb? Say it again with me, wrath of the Lamb. I'm not hearing you say wrath of the Lamb. Wrath of the Lamb. You find it in Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6 verse 16. You find the wrath of. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that's seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Now, here, The face of him that seated upon the throne has not even begun to show. What was being manifested, first of all, was the wrath of the Lamb. Now, if you read, if you've studied Revelation very well, or you've listened to the teachings on the book of Revelation, I still remember the book of Revelation some years ago. How many years ago? Who was here? That was how many years ago? We did that. That should be about 2006. That was at Ondo. Yeah, we had the first meeting, we had the second meeting, and our daddy reverend was teaching on the book of Revelation. Praise God. Amen. Maybe you need to go and find that message and listen to it. I like that. Just find it and listen to it. So I was saying that there is the face of he that seated on the throne has not yet here, has not yet been opened. His face will be opened. That's the his face being opened is at the white throne, during the white throne judgment. That's the final judgment where he will open his face. But here, they were saying, thank you, that was in chapter 20. Amen. Praise God. And I saw a great mount. No. Back to that 20. Now, what you do for me is, if you turn to a place and you show it to us, it's good we read it also so that people can understand it. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it. Are you seeing it? In chapter 6, verse 16, it talked about that you should hide us from what? From the face of he that did what? And from the wrath of the Lamb, but face first. Now, we didn't see face until 20. Here, we now see the face of him who sat on the throne, and from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. So, you see what face will do to heaven and to earth. And there was found no place for them. Now that thing you call face, that was a revelation of the standard of God. So you now see that even the things that are created, they don't carry that standard. By the time he shows his standard, they all disintegrated. So God has been constraining himself to dwell in heaven. He has been constraining himself. He has not shown his face. He has not shown his face to creation, but he is showing his face to the church that look for his face. He is not showing his face directly. He's showing his face through Jesus. So you can understand that standard that you're seeing as face. That's the standard of God, raw. Raw manifestation of the standard of God. Somebody is standing to shield it. Then we beholding as in a glass. So we are standing and so somebody is shielding it. But one day he will allow it to be shown. So when he stands to shield it, so he now steps down. Not step down in quality, but or in nature, but there's a way he helps that standard for the purpose of transfer of that standard into or to us. For the purpose of transfer of what? That standard to us. Now, you can't get eternal life without, for this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and... So first of all, you begin to know Jesus, whom he has sent. To know what? The only true God. Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, is eternal life. But I'll call him eternal life sent. But the true God is eternal life, seated on the throne. But like I said, that eternal life seated on the throne is raw judgment. Why is it, you know, it's a judgment. You're thinking of something that will kill, destroy, maim, and scatter. No. Or put you into jail. That thing you're seeing is raw judgment. What you're seeing is raw life. And why is it raw life? It's raw standard. Standard how? Anything that is not consistent should not come close. That's why when he came on Sinai, he said, nobody should come close. Create a boundary. They shouldn't cross. Why? Because of radiation. What he emits. And that was a shadow. Lo and behold, that was a shadow. What he emits. Praise God. I don't know whether I should say some of these things that I'm saying. I've had. I hope you're saying say it so that you can learn, not out of excitement, because I say it with a lot of caution. I say it with a lot of fear. I've had visitations. I have visitations of angels. What they radiate, the energy they radiate, is as if, I don't know how to put it, but you can't, your physical body can't, I cannot understand why in the scriptures you see these men will collapse and there will be no strength in them. It's not demonstration of the spirit. It's actually what the situation they are at that moment. Some of them collapse and they cannot talk. They are overpowered. I believe that when they are around us, they don't show that full extent of their, they also constrain to come around us. I can feel some of them here right now. The particular one that is here. And as I'm talking about it, I'm just sensing that energy, raw energy of light. I'm just sensing it, you know, coming on me. Now, if an angel is like that, how much more of the Lord? That's why when the Lord comes, why is he always, look, have you ever wondered why whenever he comes to anybody, fear not? That's the first word, fear not. Why does he say fear not? Because you can pick race. The one that appeared to Daniel and his friends didn't see the angel, but the manifestation that was there, they were so afraid and they all ran away. And Daniel remained. The only reason that they remained was that Daniel was pinned down. Because they can pin you down. He was pinned down because he needed to receive the things that are noted in the scriptures of truth. If not, he too. Because after he had an encounter, he said, there was no comeliness in me. For some days he was sick. Not because he was fasting. It was because of the energy. Because to bring forth that revelation, he needed to come in that strength. So the energy, imagine an angel that had been warring with spirits. The kind of affluence he came with, and then he landed with it. Now, if angels are like that, imagine God. Raw energy. That's his standard. So when you're calling righteousness, you don't know what righteousness is. You don't know what righteousness is. Revealed righteousness. You're talking about actually revealed life. For therein is the righteousness of God. Now, change that righteousness to life. Therein is the life of God revealed from faith to faith. So, it's revelation of life standards. Living standards. Living standards. So, the just shall live by faith. So, faith revealed is life revealed. Life revealed is righteousness revealed, because that's a standard. And that righteousness is revealed is an energy of God revealed. They're supposed to catch it from faith to faith, from faith to faith to faith to faith. So I was saying, you discover that the face was seen. That was the revelation of the face, the raw energy, or the what you call the raw life. When I'm saying standard, I'm not talking about rule. I'm talking about life. When you say what is the standard of God, you're asking of his life. Amen. You're asking of his life. When you hear standard, this is how we understand standard. We see standard from the point of view of man. You set standards for yourself. Things to attain. No, that's not the way it is there. Standard is who he is. He's not attaining anything. It's just who he is. So when he reveals who he is, to you is a standard. But to him is life. To you, it is righteousness, standard of righteousness. But to him is the life that he is. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. So it is from faith to faith. Coming back, in the book of Revelation chapter 20, you discover his face was seen. Meaning his life was now eventually seen. And what happened? The energy of that life was so strong that earth and heaven fled. That's the word they used. Fled, and there was found no place for them again. They literally fled. Somebody said, will this happen literally? Yes. What you're watching in a movie is just a child's play. You're going to see things happen. Get ready for a showdown. But you know, it is not just about the physical seeing it happen. No, it's actually what he wants to. The real place is in the soul. If you understand the realm of soul, the realm of soul is a world of his own. Don't relate with the realm of the physical much more than you relate with the realm of the spirit. That is where things happen. Before he shows that face to the point where things will flee, he has actually shown it. And indeed, he wants to show it. Because the earth and the heavens that are in you, in your soul. Because in your soul, you have those things represented in your soul. Those things have to flee. Meaning any standard of righteousness or any life that is not consistent with God will have to go. They will have to go. Any life. And the lives that are not consistent with God is a life they call unrighteousness and ungodliness. They are also standards. They are also wrath. Let's get back to Romans For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. Okay, back. I needed to get something here. Just let me back. I mentioned wrath of the Lamb. You remember? We mentioned wrath of the Lamb, which is found in Revelation chapter 6, verse 16. Wrath of the Lamb. Then you now find in chapter 16. Is it chapter 16? Chapter 16, verse 1. Chapter 16, verse 1. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your way and pour out the vials of the what? So there's the wrath of the Lamb, and that there is what again? The wrath of God. The wrath of the Lamb is what you find the seals. The first seal, the second seal, the third seal, the fourth seal, fifth seal, sixth seal now took us to trumpets. The trumpets, we are also, is just a graduation of the wrath of the Lamb. It's a graduation of what? The wrath of the Lamb. And immediately after that, we now found a whole lot of people harvested. Amen. Give me chapter 7. Chapter 7 of the book of Revelation. That's actually not where I'm intending to go, but it dovetails with the things I'm teaching. Because I'm teaching about judgment. Praise God. Amen. After this, that's chapter 7. Now, we've seen the occurrences, the things that happened. Then after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude. Now, after this, there was, in chapter 7 from verse 1, was the sealing of the servants of God upon their forehead, which was said in chapter 6, that they should not hold the earth until these servants of God have been sealed on their forehead. And they sealed 144,000, and they numbered them after the number of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Amen. 12,000 each. Numbered, and they all numbered 144,000. Amen. 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 Now, these were they which had finished that journey of everlasting righteousness. There is, when you say, in the book of Revelation chapter 9, give me chapter 9 of Daniel, please. Book of Daniel chapter 9. I think verse, we're talking about everlasting righteousness. Praise God. Verse 24. 7 weeks are determined upon thy people. 7 weeks are located, determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish what? To finish transgression and to do what again? To make an end of sins and to reconcile and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in what? Now, there cannot be bringing of everlasting righteousness without the revelation of it. How they bring in everlasting righteousness is that they will reveal everlasting life. So what they are doing to us is actually, when you're hearing everlasting life, what they are bringing in is everlasting righteousness. You've heard that there has been a revelation of the righteousness which is of faith, which is the righteousness that is of Christ. But here is revelation of everlasting righteousness. Everlasting righteousness. Can you say everlasting righteousness? Faith is righteousness. But righteousness at the level of Christ. But there is everlasting righteousness. I like this, everlasting righteousness. And to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. So the things they are doing here are the things of the most holy. Amen. When you're hearing teachings of everlasting life, revelations of everlasting life, you know what they're doing to you? They're actually showing you everlasting righteousness, everlasting standard. That's everlasting life. That's what they are showing you. Now, remember, righteousness, for therein is the righteousness of God what? Therein is the righteousness of God what? And I said, there cannot be, it cannot be revealed without teaching it. It is by teaching it that it is revealed, meaning is made known. That which was a secret, that which was hidden, is now being made known. Now, what was secret was a life. And what is that life? Righteousness. What is that? What kind of righteousness? Everlasting righteousness. If it's everlasting righteousness, then it's everlasting life. Was a secret which they want to give to man. Oh man, blessed are you. They want to give you everlasting life. So while you're hearing the teaching, what is happening to you is that they're giving you everlasting life. How? Everlasting righteousness is being taught. And they'll keep on teaching everlasting life is everlasting righteousness. Righteousness. Right. And when you see from faith to faith, everlasting righteousness also has climbing order, meaning you have to graduate from each level to the other, from one level to the other of everlasting righteousness. They are all of it has to do with what? Huh? The things of the most holy. Can you say the things of the most holy? Without everlasting righteousness, you can't enter into the most holy place. Without everlasting righteousness, meaning everlasting standard, everlasting life, you can't enter into the most holy place. So this is how it is. You are still in the holy place, as we are, and they begin to give to you things everlasting, things everlasting, things everlasting, things everlasting, and you're receiving it. They are qualifying you. You're receiving things everlasting. Eventually, they will take you. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. They will take you because you will have entrance. How? By reason of what you have been receiving. Amen. Back to Romans. So you see, it's revealed. Can you say it's revealed? Everlasting righteousness is revealed. Amen. So, for the wrath of God is revealed. Amen. The wrath of God is revealed. So, when you're talking about the wrath of God is revealed. The wrath of God is revealed. The wrath of God is revealed when everlasting righteousness is being revealed. Amen. It's just that way. If the face of God, the revelation of the face of God, made things skip. Just related with what I'm talking about. The unveiling of everlasting righteousness has some things it will deal with. It will judge some things. It will bring forth judgment. Now, let me just explain judgment in two ways that will enable you to understand it. They all work together. There's judgment as in discernment. What you call judgment as discernment. That is revelation. Discernment is actually what you say revelation. Can you say revelation? I'm just saying them as it's coming to me. Revelation is understanding. Is it not? Is it not? What is discernment? I said it last week. What is discernment? When they say discernment, what is discernment? Or judgment. Judgment is discernment. But is discernment is understanding that had been quickened. It shall make you of quick. There is understanding at the beginning. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. There's understanding at the beginning. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Now when you add up those energies together, then they now make you of quick. That what you call quick understanding is what they call judgment. Or discernment. Because what you're going to be discerning now are higher things that passes knowledge. I taught it last Sunday. Things that surpasses knowledge, which you neither to, if it was things that has to do with knowledge, you will understand it. But the things that surpasses knowledge, you need to be quick. Wow. How you will need judgment. Did you get what I just said now? Yes, you will need judgment to be able to assess the things that are, that surpasses knowledge. The things of God really. The righteous standards of God, they surpass knowledge. If the commandments of Christ, for instance, somebody hurts you and you're asked to go, the Holy Ghost tells you to go and apologize to the person, and you're wondering why that does not seem right. Why is the Lord condoning that person? Why does the Lord hate me this much? Why is he telling me to go and apologize? In fact, you will not even, they will not even give some people that commandment. If you've not drank milk, they won't give you that commandment. To go and apologize. Apologize what? You annoyed me. In fact, you go to the person, you owe me an apology. When are you going to give it? As if it is money. Apology is money. Legal tender. You owe me an apology. Right? And then the Holy Ghost tells you, no, you go and apologize. And then you're wondering, why will I go and apologize? He should come and apologize to me. And then when he apologizes to me, and I'll just... You know, have you apologized to somebody and the person... Finally, you realized. Has that happened to you before? Finally, you realized. So, yeah, thank God. Some people are coming to their senses. Now, but it's even worse when you are the one who was wronged. And they give you, they show you standards of righteousness that is of Christ. And it tells you to go, you know, the Bible says the righteousness which is of faith speaketh in this wise. You don't understand that. The righteousness which is of Christ says things, but it speaks in a particular manner. So when he speaks in that manner, go and apologize to your brother or your sister who offended you. And then you get there and you are apologizing to the person that offended you, and the person sees it as his right. I know you will come. I know you will come. Now, what is happening to you at that moment? You're feeling awful. Something inside of you saying, I will never do it again. I will never apologize to you again. And the Holy Ghost will see that decision and then make it happen again. And then tells you to go and apologize again. Now the person, when you apologize, the person now rubs it in again. It's to get you to the point where you don't just feel anything anymore. You apologize and you're okay. That's the standard that is of Christ. Now, how much more the standard is of everlasting life? Now, if that standard is high and is looking strange, is looking like how can I do this? How much more the standards of everlasting life? Is life. Is everlasting life. Now, when they are raising those standards, you know what they are doing? That's a judgment being given to you. Judgment being given to you is for to judge death. You don't know how much death load, viral load of death we carry. I'm talking about our soul. The amount of viral loads of debt that we carry, both the ones we inherited and the ones we also have acquired. There's the one you inherited, there's the one you acquired by disobedience. Because each time you disobey, you die. You die, it doesn't mean you die physically or you acquire debt. Debt is added. Debt is added each time. Now, you have debt by acquisition and debt by inheritance. And then the viral load is high. And then they have to keep giving you judgment and judgment and judgment. First of all, understanding. They give you understanding. Understanding judges. Now, when you hear, when you say, wrath of the Lamb. Can you say wrath of the Lamb? Wrath of the Lamb is actually standard of the Lamb. That is the understanding of the Lamb. That understanding of the Lamb, there is something it judges. Now, when you read the book of Revelation, when you're reading the book of Revelation chapter 6, where they began to show forth the wrath of the Lamb, and you're seeing, you know, you can be watching it, or you can be reading it and seeing things happen in the natural. You're seeing things happen in the natural. Amen. Yeah. Now somebody asked me one time, those horsemen you're seeing, those four horsemen, are they actually things that are going to happen? I mean, are things, consequences of that going to happen in the natural? Yes. Yes. But much more, the consequences are in your soul. Kai, I pray you understand what I'm saying. The consequences of those four horsemen are going to be felt in your soul. How? As understanding is being given unto you. Understanding is being given to you. What is being revealed is righteousness. Righteousness is being revealed to you. Another way to put it is the wrath of the Lamb. This is it. One leg is righteousness being given to you. The other leg is the wrath of the Lamb. Wow. Now, the wrath of the Lamb deals with things that are against the life of the Lamb. That is against the standard of the Lamb. First, that's what it does. You look at the things that are happening all over the world, you can agree with me that there are some things that are going on here. Brother, amen. There are some things that are going on here. Jesus talked about them. You hear wars, rumors of wars, and earthquake in diverse places and all of that. They're all named here in the book of Revelation. Things that will happen, and they are happening. The inflation that is upon the whole earth right now is a horseman. Galloping. Can I tell you one thing? Can I say this? Do you want me to say it? I perceive that corona guy was a horseman. Because that thing was a spirit. It wasn't just, there was a spirit that was riding on it. Terrified nations. I know you say Wuhan virus, forget. I know he came from Wuhan and all of that, but there was a guy, a rider. Very ugly rider. He made nations tremble. Some nations of the earth that would have never cried to God, they cried to God. I mean, you leave them, they would have been in their normal estate. They were enjoying themselves. They were, you know, some of them are the ones that will argue if they be God. We don't know. I've never thought of it. That day you will think of it. Amen. All of a sudden, they began to say, no, those horse men. But you know, something told me, you know the reason why those horse men were riding? That was a sign. Is because some people are collecting understanding. Those horsemen wouldn't have been released if the understanding of Christ has not gotten to a level that it got to. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And the life, it's not me that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So the faith of the Son of God was preached and preached from one level of revelation of righteousness to the other. It got to a point where they have to begin to release them. But the first thing is that when you are hearing, see the wisdom here. When you are hearing faith of the Son of God, what is being given to you is what? Understanding. Understanding of a standard of a life. Then the flip side of it is that judgment. You see, those horsemen, they also ride on your soul. I'll just say, I think I'm permitted to say it. A bit of what God said to me just recently. He said, during that time, I caused a lot of you to enter. He said, that trouble that took place in 2020, 2021, I used it to push a lot of you in. He said, a lot of you entered that you wouldn't have been able to enter if I didn't allow it. I allowed it for entrance. We all appreciated. Why? Because some things we are judged. You know why you sat at home? Things we are being judged. Some of you would have been consistent the way you are if certain things we are not judged. So it means the horseman actually rode inside, judging some things because standards we are being raised of Christ by preaching and teaching. He has been taught to the point where the standards we are raised so much that is undeniable. Now, another one is being done. Can I tell us which one is being done right now? Call it the wrath of the Lamb. The wrath of the Lamb. It's not the wrath of Christ. I want to say those horsemen you saw, we are just the preambles, you know, because towards the end of that chapter 6, that's when it said, hide us from the face of he that sat upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. So those horsemen, we are just gallopers for Christ. As judgments of Christ we are being given, our understanding of Christ was being given, those horsemen we are galloping. But by the time it passes those horsemen and begin to go deeper, now you're now seeing the Lamb. The Lamb is the Son of God. The Lamb is not, the Lamb mentioned here is not just Christ, it's Christ, the Son of God. And he has standard. That standard is his wrath. So we now begin to see the things that has to do with wrath from that, you know, mention all the things that took place. I'm not going to be, because that's not what I'm teaching. Basically, I'm teaching Romans, but I'm just using this as an, you know, to, you know, they, like I said, they dovetail in what I'm teaching. Praise God. Back to Romans. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. So if it's revealed from heaven, what is in heaven? What is in heaven? So what they call wrath there is not actually bad things. They're just standards. As against unrighteousness and ungodliness. So when God raises standards, it's against unrighteousness and ungodliness. But where are they coming from? In heaven. Can we qualify it? Can we qualify it? Can we qualify it? Do you want me to qualify it?
Yes,
he has begotten us again unto a lively hope. To what? An inheritance, what? What again? And what? Where is it? And is renown being revealed from heaven? Are you seeing it? It's being revealed from heaven. So when you're receiving inheritance, things that are coming from there, as they are coming, they are judging things that are against inheritance. Because there are things that are against inheritance in your soul. Those things have to be judged. If they are not judged, those things are the things that makes you children and heir as long as you remain a child, different not from a servant, even though he be Lord of all. There are things that makes us children. Things that makes us children are things that will make a child of God born again 30 years, he's still a babe. He's not spiritual. What is all is there are things that are holding man on earth. Things that are holding the church. But they are being judged. So it's revealed from where? From heaven. Against ungodliness and unrighteousness of man. Please, give me that place. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now that word hold the truth is suppress. Suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Meaning suppress the truth with another standard. Amen. I'll get into it deeply. Next week Sunday. That hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, it wouldn't. How would they hold the truth in unrighteousness? It means they know the truth. Am I right? That's an English word. It means they know the truth. They know the truth. But they hold the truth in unrighteousness. Wow, that's dangerous. To hold the truth is in unrighteousness is to be where truth is being given. Let me find another way to make you see it. You know, I have to agree that my standard is wrong when there's a revealed standard. Is unrighteousness. It's not righteousness for me to hold to what I believe I have. When the Lord says, come up hither, you say, I'm just okay here. No, I say, come up hither. You say, Lord, I've tried. I'm not coming up again. That's what you say. But I've just made my choice. That's unrighteousness. I'm just being frantic about it. That's unrighteousness. What is righteousness? Standard revealed. And when it's revealed, I have to agree Yeah, but this works for me. It has worked for me all this while. The days of ignorance he has winked at. Somebody is not understanding me. Are you saying that what I had was ignorance? Yes. You don't know how ignorant you are. You don't understand how ignorant, how that word called ignorant. The way Reverend explained it is, what makes you ignore? Meaning something that takes your attention. What is taking your attention is what you had before. And then they reveal something better, something higher. You are not sensitive to it. You ignore it. Why are you ignoring it? Because of what you have. That's ignorance. Until you have God, you're still ignorant. Did you get what I just said now? Until you have God. And it's good for you to be humble that way, so that the high priest will have mercy on the ignorant and them that are out of the way. You can be ignorant, but you may not be out of the way. But if you remain in ignorance, after a while, you'll be out of the way. Ask me how. Even the one you have will be taken from you. So what we do is we keep on moving as is revealed. These standards are being revealed. We are moving. We are not permitted to hold the truth in unrighteousness. You know, I can hold the truth with ambition. It's truth. Christ is truth. But you know, I can hold Christ with ambition. That's also holding the truth in unrighteousness. So when they are revealing a higher standard, or even a further standard in Christ, is to judge that ambition. One thing I know is that every revealed righteousness confronts something in us. It will definitely confront something in you. So if they are revealing everlasting righteousness, what will it confront? If they are revealing everlasting righteousness, what will they confront? Huh? They are meant to confront iniquity. What is iniquity? Things after the negative order of everlasting righteousness. Meaning those things are also everlasting in nature. As a matter of fact, there are things that have been there. Things that have been there before. Now, I want to say we are in the season where the things that are being confronted are the things that have everlasting coefficients. Things that are everlasting negatively. They are the things that are being confronted. That's judgment. Now, when I begin to look at the book of Revelation, especially that Revelation chapter 6 and chapter 7, how they ended up in chapter 7, by chapter 7, verse 9, we now saw great multitude. Great what? Where were they? Look at it. After this, I behold, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne. Are you seeing where they got to now? Something has been taking their attention. Throne ministration has been going on, but they have not given attendance to it. But by reason of shaking, judgment, then the throne got their attention. And they now face the throne. To show you that what brought them there was the wrath of the Lamb. It wasn't the wrath of God yet. It was the wrath of the Lamb. And before the Lamb, clothed with white robe and palms in their hands. Are you seeing it? White robe, meaning the soul has, some things have been judged. So cleansing has taken place. And they had palms in their hand. They've come into peace. Then the next verse will show us what happened. And they cried with a loud voice saying, salvation You know what? They're acknowledging that this is salvation. Salvation. Thank you for saving me. Amen. I love that song. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Now, they sang that over new birth. These ones are not singing it over new birth. They are singing salvation of the soul. Salvation to our God, which is seated upon the throne, and to the Lamb. Then the next verse. And all the angels that stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their face and worshipped God. They are now before God, meaning the throne has gotten their attention. Now, men, will attention of the church will not be gotten until some things are judged. Until some things are judged. Presently, some things are being judged in our souls by revelation of the Lamb of God, which is the revelation of everlasting life. But I also want you to understand, now there is going to be a show of it in the heavens as a sign. There is a way it's going to manifest in the physical. I don't deny the physical manifestation of it. There's a way it's going to also manifest in the physical. See, the church that is this present day church will face tribulation. A lot of churches in the West, they are. It might be now, it might be tomorrow, we'll just be weeks away. No, you're not weeks in any way. You need to be purified. And nothing purifies except the revelation of the wrath of God. First of all, the revelation of the wrath of the Lamb is to purify and prepare the church. Amen. Some will receive that revelation. You know, understand what I'm calling out? I'm calling wrath now. What am I calling wrath? Righteousness, standards of God is being revealed, and then it will judge. It will also bring judgment. Meaning things will shake even in the natural. And some, because you don't know how much things that are even in the natural hold you down. You know, there are some things you go through in life. And I've seen people go through some time of trouble, and they say, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. How many of us have, there's nothing here? Why are you saying that? Circumcision is taking place. Now, that wasn't your confession before. You had a hold, no, that thing had a hold on you to a measure, but as, you know, a time of trouble, then you're being severed from it. You're being circumcised. That there is nothing here is a cleansing. You just don't know how to express it. Instead of you saying that, no, I feel clean. I feel liberated. The only way you can articulate it is there's nothing here. See, there's nothing here. All these things that we are struggling for. See, all these things that we are killing ourselves. There's nothing here. The guy, they are cleaning. They are now cleaning. No, before, the garment was full of attachments. Have you ever seen somebody wearing garments and the garment has, you know, things attached to the garment? All kinds of ribbons. Some of those ribbons, dark red, smelling ribbons. Some of them tied with some, you know, things and like a mad fellow. And the guy is singing success song. So I've succeeded on earth. You need to be among successful people. Don't Don't stay around people who are not successful. Be around people who are successful. Thank you. You're just talking about some people who are wearing certain kind of robe with all kinds of things on it. But by the time they trouble them, when standards are being revealed and some things happen, you just see those. Have you ever, probably you've been aspiring for something and you're pursuing after it, and then all of a sudden there's the Lord permits you some mercy, and then they trouble your waters a little bit. Maybe they added woodwork or wormwood. I now see that very thing. It's nothing, Jerry. I feel Jerry. Let's look for God. No, you don't know. You're just responding to, they've cleansed you. And if they cleanse your soul, your tongue reflects it. When you see that, let's look for God, Jerry. All these things that we are pursuing, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. They have just cleansed you. May we be cleansed the more. But like I said, as you're hearing, what is actually in the time and the season we are is a time of wrath. 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 As you're receiving, this is what the Lord told me. He said, as your company is receiving everlasting righteousness that is being declared to you, what you're actually calling for is judgment. Because that everlasting righteousness, understanding of it, is judgment, which is discernment. But you're also calling for shaking on the earth. The earth will shake. The earth will shake. I'll just keep on, saying it. But let me close. The earth will shake because some people have received judgment. Remember the book of Daniel? Judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. Judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. Now, prior to that time, somebody was troubling the saints of the Most High. Until judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the saints of the Most High possessed the kingdom. Now, to possess the kingdom is to possess life. Life. Can you say life? That's the kingdom. To possess the kingdom is to possess life. Until judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. Now, the one who warred with saints of the Most High and wearied the saints of the Most High for a season was to prevent them from having life, to prevent them from possessing the kingdom. But the time came, something was given to the saints of the Most High, and the saints of the Most High possessed the kingdom, meaning they possessed the life. You see this everlasting righteousness we're talking about? Everlasting life, everlasting life, everlasting life, everlasting life. It's not in heaven we are going to have it. It's here. It's not too long from now. You're going to see men who have laid hold, who have possessed everlasting righteousness, meaning they've done everlasting righteousness by the commandment of God, and they have possessed the inheritance, which is everlasting life. We will possess it. That's actually what they call kingdom of God, is everlasting life. Everlasting life. Everlasting life. That's the kingdom. Amen. How many of us are blessed? Let's give God praise this morning. Just give Him praise. Father, we thank You. Just bless His name. We worship You, Adonai. Oh, blessed be Your name. Blessed be Your name. Blessed be Your name. Thank You, our Father. Ah, Mataliva Torobasi Thank you. 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 Turn to somebody and tell him this week. Now, when we are saying this thing, be vigilant too. Because when you finish saying it, somebody will come. You know, the Bible says the prince of this world cometh. But I want you to stand fast. Amen. And be one of the things about quick understanding, which is judgment, is that it will make you discern Satan. It will make you discern the things that make you lose life. I lost a bit of life this week. Some quantity of life. I have to confess, I lost life. And if I tell you how I lost that life, you will justify every word and every action that I took. But I lost life. Wisdom is justified by her children. You will say, oh, Pastor, that was a wise thing you did. That was a wise thing you did. What is the children? What did he give birth to? Did he give birth to life? No. He gave birth to death. I knew I lost life. I knew I lost life. And afterwards, I determined I wasn't going to lose life further. So another scenario was created to make me lose life. I refused. You will be discerning. You will be quick. You know, someone will say, Pastor, but what can I do in that situation? That situation, I just have to handle it the way. No, don't handle it like that. That's not the way Jesus handled it. Jesus handled it with high judgment. Now, I used to think, you know, those times that the Pharisees came, that he was, you know, answering them the way he answered. You know, the time of taxation, the time of stoning of the woman, they wanted to stone the woman. I thought maybe he was just trying to, you know, not be caught in the web of the Pharisees. No, it wasn't. Satan was behind them. Satan wanted him to violate the law of where he is. This is how it is. As with Johnny. Amen. When I come to a level, there are laws that guide that place. I can't use the law of this place to stand here. At this time, certain laws were employed and it was permitted. But here, it won't be permitted. I use that law, I will come back. So I have to engage the law that is here, that is found here. So I have to understand that law. Every step, Jesus understand what to do. That's how you handle devil. That's how you handle him. So he wasn't just trying to, you know, outsmart the Pharisees. No, he knew who was behind them, and he knew his intent. His intent is that he will step out of the way, disobey God. And then he won't be qualified to say, the prince of this world cometh and found nothing in me. Hold someone, tell the person this week, you will be discerning. You will be made of quick understanding. You will have judgment. At all times. In any given situation, you will know what to do. Nothing's meditated prior to that time, but the things that the Spirit of your Father that dwelleth in you. Say it. Say it again. The things that the Spirit of your Father that dwelleth in you will drop in your heart. That is what you will do. Yeah. Yes. 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 Amen. You will not in any way be in doubt or darkness about sin. You will discern. You will know. This thing is, even this thought that is coming is Satan. You know, for a long time, Satan can use one thought. He will just be bringing one thought all the time. Any thought he's bringing to you all the time, that thought is a weapon he's using to prevent you from entrance. Just know it. He keeps bringing that thought. It might be thought of a matter that has already happened. Let it go. But you keep seeing him bringing it back over and over again. Is to prevent you from entering. It might be thought of a matter concerning a brother, what the person said about you. If you're in a place where what somebody said about you still matters to you, then I say you are in a place where Satan will constantly catch you in his net. You have to get to the place where what people say about you should not matter to you. But am I saying that you should not listen to your brethren when they counsel you? No, that's not what I'm saying. You know, when somebody say something bad to you and it still hangs on you, I mean, you still think about it. There are many ways he prevents us from entry. It might even be cares. A particular care. I don't want to get into that. But all the time he prevents us. But this week, sometimes thoughts that he uses to prevent us are legitimate issues of life. Thoughts over legitimate issues of life. But no matter how legitimate they are, they can prevent you from entering. But I said this week, you will be discerning. Yeah. You know, Jesus said, take no thought. I said this week, you will take no thought. Yeah. Of thy life. Yeah. But you will take thought of everlasting life. Oh, you didn't get me. I said you will take no thought of thy life. But you will take the thoughts of everlasting life. You know, they are constantly transmitting everlasting life. Once you open up to that channel, the broadcast is 24/7. 24/7. They are constantly broadcasting thoughts of everlasting life. But sometimes we are booting. Sometimes we are fluctuating. Sometimes we trip off. Sometimes we are buffering. You know? You're not able to connect consistently. But I say this week, you will not lose connection. You will not lose connection from the thoughts of everlasting life. You need to stay with those thoughts. Stay long with them. You don't know what those thoughts will do to you. Oh, those thoughts are victory in themselves. They are packaged victories that have been delivered to us. You just need to stay with those thoughts. Imagine thinking everlasting life for 1 week. What will happen to your soul? Your soul will be so impregnated with everlasting life. You will not cast your young. You know your young, everlasting life that you are being impregnated with. You will not cast it. You will not take another thought that is not the thought of everlasting life. in the name of Jesus. This week you will have victory. Victory. At every given situation. At every given scenario. You will have victory. You will have victory. In your thoughts life, you have victory. In your conversation with one another, you have victory. Yeah, when you're sleeping, you will have victory. When you wake up, you will have victory. You will not disconnect. They will not find you buffering. You know, when you buffer like that, you miss some thoughts. The transmission will be seamless. In the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. That which you have received, nothing will take it from you. You will continue in it until the next commandment comes. Until the next revelation comes. Until the next understanding comes. Until the next thought is downloaded. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. We give you praise, Father.
Of everlasting life, I want to live your life. Measure out to me your commandment of everlasting life. Measure out to me, you can measure out to me your commandment.
We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call 0909-054-2599. You can also contact us via WhatsApp on 0803-688-4759. God bless you.
Oh, by the new and living way, consecrated for